Yeah, George Michael and Faith on this Tuesday here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, almost 10 past 6. What's the story with you, PJ?
No,
how are you this morning?
No story at all. What's the story with you?
I don't know. I'm just wondering why my music isn't playing there in the background.
Oh, very good. We've got gremlins in the system.
It's been a funny old start to the morning, wouldn't
indeed,
you say?
It has indeed, hasn't it? Yeah. There's also, hear the way John was able to speak in tongues and do the news at the same time.
Wait for it.
There you go.
It's back.
There, it's back.
It's gone again. There it is. It's gone again, and it's back.
And there it goes. It's back. And
wow.
It's gone. It's
hey, Tuesdays.
Tuesday
you gotta love Tuesdays, don't you?
Gotta love
what
them.
Is it about Tuesdays? They have well and truly taken over Mondays, hasn't it? It is day of the week.
I don't mind Mondays at all. You get a little bit of a catch-up. You get a little break. They probably put manners on you for your Sunday. Generally, it's easy going enough, you know? Tuesday just feels like an L kick in the nads, really. Yeah. That's you know.
It does. It does feel like that. Tuesday is there's nothing redeeming about Tuesdays, I'm afraid.
Not really, no. It's just a slippery slope into the week, really.
And Tuesdays that start like this one has.
Definitely
not good for you.
It's like two kicks in the nads and a slap in the bottom as well.
Yeah. Come here, listen, thanks a million as always to everybody who's WhatsApped in. Morning to you all. Apologies if we don't give you all a shout out. But thanks a million. It's good to know that you're there. But Garrett in Limerick, I do want to mention, because he was on just to say, morning, lads. It was great to meet up with Arthur after 6 months yesterday.
Yeah.
Did you meet him, Jim? I didn't.
Who's Arthur now?
Arthur.
Oh, what am I talking about? Oh, you see, he's not allowed in Dublin.
He's in Limerick.
Oh, yeah.
So he met up with Arthur.
See, yeah, Arthur's not allowed in Dublin, like, you know.
Well, that's exactly it then, you see. I think that might be the nub of the point.
Oh, my God, it is indeed, it is.
Because yesterday, of course, first day of the wet pubs yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, enjoy it while it lasts, I would imagine.
I wonder was there a surge? You know, just around the place, just did people out not for sheer novelty value, whether they wanted a pint or not. Just go in and have one because they could.
Probably just to see if it was still what it was like. And if things are still the same. I'd say there was a lot of Monday pointers that would never be Monday pointers. Just going.
Yeah.
Here. She'd have to call. I'd call in and just say hello to Mary. It's not the point I want to talk. Just see how she is. It'd be all that going on.
Anyway, listen, if you did, hopefully you enjoyed it. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout on WhatsApp. I have a very special birthday thing lined up for you. Do you know that?
Oh!
It's a themed birthday one
get
today.
Get out of it.
Yeah, it's
please don't be Formula One. Please don't be Formula One. Please don't be Formula One.
No. It's very good. It's nostalgic music is your theme on the birthdays today.
You may be happy already.
Annie Lennox, Walking on Broken Glass, here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with BJ and Jim, 16 minutes past 6 on this Tuesday, 22nd of September. Morning to you folks. Thanks for letting us hang out with you. As promised, PJ, it is a nostalgic music birthday theme.
I'm really looking forward to seeing who you've got now.
Yeah. Now, I tell you what, I wish I'd have known it was going to work out like this, and I wish I had time.
To have a selection of hits on the side.
To actually drag out a few sound clips along the way, because it would have made a great little selection.
Don't worry, I'll sing.
Right, okay.
That's what everybody wants, isn't
it? I've even decided to ditch our normal sort of background music.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, in favour of...
this exciting now.
Oh, yeah. Right, so this is it. Your nostalgic music birthdays begin.
Very nice.
With quite literally the one and only Chesney Hawks.
Chesney Hawks!
Yes!
He is!
It's his birthday today.
Brilliant, yeah. I saw him being interviewed by Ryan Tuberty, actually.
No way!
Yeah, wasn't it? He was on just before all this lockdown nonsense. Before we all ended up doing the thing, yeah, and he was being, and he was actually,
on the Late Late Show,
yeah, and he was came across as a great fella,
right.
And he said he got to a point in his life where he hated that song so much that if anyone even mentioned it to him, he'd be like, shut up, shut up,
yeah.
But now,
how many times in his life has he heard, you know, all right, Chesney, hey, you're the one and only,
one and only, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for that. Cheers.
And because of course he went in to try and write so many songs over his career. And I mean, everyone just remembers that one, you know.
That must be one of the ultimate one-hit wonders. I mean, that is...
And even though
it was a huge number one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huge number one. And then, of course, I don't think he wrote it.
Right.
So it drove him mad that he was writing
so many
songs.
Getting the royalties. Yeah, yeah.
And all the songs he was writing and everything. And then, you know, everyone kept going, Go on, they were not the one and only one.
Yeah. You must be worth a fortune. Yeah, you'd think that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you believe now, Obo? And of course, but he says he loves it now. He's come back around and he goes, yeah, okay, look, it gave me a great life and all yeah, that sort of crack. Yeah, you know, the fun
probably,
of it.
He could probably still tour off the back of that one song.
Yeah. Sure isn't. That's what he was doing.
Well, that's
was
pretty
doing.
Much, yeah.
Mind you,
shortest concert ever.
I'm pretty sure the tour isn't happening this year.
Goes on, sings the one and only. Everybody shouts encore.
Do
sings
it again. It,
sings it again and leaves.
Do you want to hear any new stuff? No. I gotta say he's maybe he's a little older than me.
Yeah,
I'd say he's like 48.
Oh, not bad. 49.
Yeah,
49.
Go on, Chesney.
Right, okay, next up for you in our nostalgic birthday rap.
Yeah.
Joan Jett.
Joan Jett and the Blackhearts.
Yeah.
I love toilet roll. That's what you used to sing in school. Wrap around your finger, shove it up your...
Hey.
I love toilet roll.
Now, I know she did have a... I mean, that again, that's bordering on a one-hit wonder. I know she had other stuff.
Yeah, she's
but
great.
That's the big one for her.
That's her big one, yeah. But she did have a huge career. Like, she was the sort of rock chick extravaganza. Like, she was one of those. She was bubbling along anyway with a good career. Then she released that. And everyone goes, wow, who's she?
Do you know what that's one of those crossover hits. You know, she was bubbling away in the sort of...
In the rock land,
and then that became everywhere.
Yeah, and the next thing was all like, has anyone ever heard of this Joan Jett? And you had the equivalent of sort of metal hipsters back in the day. And they would be like, have I heard of her? You stupid geek.
My God, I can't believe you're only coming around to her now.
Yeah, she's amazing. And then they're like, what, do you love that song? Oh, I love Tyler and all. Oh, God. Joan
Jett.
God, I was mad about her when I was a young fella as well.
There was a bit of a kind of a Susie Quattro vibe off her as well, wasn't
there? Yeah, there was.
She was like a cross between Susie Quattro and Chrissy Hynde.
Oh my God, that's a
in
really
a weird
good explanation.
Sort of, kind of, you know.
That's like that's the way that Chesney Ox is a cross between you and me. You know what I mean? I'd say he's loving it.
Joan Jett.
Would she be 63?
Oh my God, not bad. 62.
Yeah.
You've been skinning it. You're good on the old nostalgic
I'm
music.
I'm telling you.
Right, what about this one? Now, initially the name might not, you know, you might not instantly respond to the name, right?
Yeah.
But it is the birthday of David Coverdale.
David Coverdale.
Who you would know as the rock god from Deep Purple and Whitesnake.
No way.
The man who sings the hits of Whitesnake.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I know we only really played one Whitesnake song, but still, it is a belter.
It's a belter. Hear that good gear. I went to see Whitesnake, Def Leppard and Journey in the Three Arena.
Right.
A couple of years back. And, I'll be honest with you. Whitesnake were... They were the least incredible of the three.
Right.
They were.
Yeah.
Your man, his voice is not what it used to be. I know it's hard.
Did he
voice
go? I assume he obviously had to go for Here I Go Again on My Own.
Yeah, but there was lots of this. Everybody!
Yeah.
There was loads of that going on.
Yeah. Let me hear you sing!
Going down the yoni. Everybody! There was loads of that going on. Loads of that going on. And I made up my mind. Everybody. There was so much of that happening, man.
Oh,
it was so
that is amazing.
Yeah.
Look, you'll be fine, David, okay? Just when you get to those high notes, do the old, come on, everybody, let me hear you sing.
I can't sing them. Just, you know yourself. It's everybody. Novel of that. Joe Elliott was fantastic, though. He was fantastic with Def Leppard.
He seems like a very down-to-earth character.
Seems that way, seems
Sheffield lad or wherever he's from.
Yeah. Rocking around singing songs in pubs in Spain and all, he does be. It's brilliant. I got to say...
Right, so David Coverdale of Whitesnake.
He's about 61.
69.
Oh, okay.
69. Right, okay, here we go. What about this? Somebody close to our... Actually, no, not really. But anyway, it doesn't matter. Richard Fairbrass of Right Said Fred.
Ah, go on. Yeah, he looks like a cross between the two of us. Now we're getting close. Now we're getting close to our hybrid there.
I was trying to think, did we ever do a... We never did a Right Said Fred song, did we?
Never did. We threatened to. We were going to do it for one of the listeners' parties, but we never actually did.
How we didn't bash out an I'm Too Sexy,
I
will not know.
Yeah, because I mean...
Remember, a song was written for two lads.
I know. And like, I think my hair was real shaved at the time.
Yeah.
We could have done it, would have been. We should have done it. Well, I think we couldn't find out where to get leather suspenders in time.
Yeah, my frilly shirt, I think, was in the wash.
Yeah. He's about 54.
67.
Is he?
Yeah.
Wow.
He looks well on that.
He looks well on that. I'm telling you, wearing leather underpants really works for a man.
It obviously stops the blood.
Whatever it does, it takes the wrinkles out of you.
Yeah, it stops the aging process.
If you hear me...
If they're tight enough.
If you hear me squeaking when I sit down tomorrow, Jim, you know what's going on.
Right, and what a way to finish this special edition of Rock Nostalgia Birthdays. Tony Basil.
Tony Basil, who's he?
Hey, Mickey.
Oh, my God.
Who's he? It's a she.
Oh, yeah, well... Oh my God,
Tony Basil.
Hey Mickey, you're so fine.
That's the one.
I tell you, that was another song we sang in school for very obvious reasons.
I tell you, that I mean, herself and Chesney Hawkes responsible for two massive one hit wonders, because that was a huge song as well.
Like, huge, yeah. I mean, yeah, it was a bit slightly ridiculous by comparison, like,
yeah.
And especially in Ireland,
it was, you know, a good cheerleading chant.
Oh yeah, it was great crowd. We used to love laughing that the Brits didn't know what a Mickey was. No, oh, it was so funny. You used to think it was so hilarious that Brits, they don't even know what a Mickey is.
Oh, was that meant to be about somebody famous?
I don't know, is it? I don't know. Mickey Hart, was it from Donegal? About him.
There's something nagging at the back of my mind that was meant to be about somebody like a famous Michael.
That actually rings a bell. After I took a look at it,
we'll have to have a go.
Give us.
Although, having said that, I'm sure our
let me just type Mickey into the
audience,
internet, and see what happens.
We'll probably know it.
Yeah, I've typed Mickey into the internet.
Yeah, be careful.
And it hasn't given me the exact results I was looking for.
Tony Basil, now, not young. I don't know what age she was when she was having a hit with No Mickey, I was going to say.
No Mickey.
Oh, my God.
No Mickey, that's all right.
Oh, sorry. So that was 1982. She was having a hit with Hey Mickey.
Oh, God, right. She's going back a bit. Yeah. Right, so she's like 73.
Oh, not bad. 77.
Ah, okay, right. Ah, wasn't
there
my
you
boy.
Go.
But I have to say, I got great nostalgia out of them now. I enjoyed that.
That was good. And I could have given you other normal people, but I just thought it was too good an opportunity to miss a bit of nostalgic music birthdays.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
And we now should try and get a few of those on. Chesney Hawkes and Tony Basil, a bit of Right Said Fred.
Oh,
a bit of White Snake.
Oh, I love that, yeah. Everybody.
I might ask Michael. Can he, you know, put pressure on the powers that be, get a few of those tunes on.
You know, you put it in my head now, I'm going to be walking around the office today going, I love toilet roll. Wrap around your finger, stick it up. Everybody.
Now you're up to date on the home of PJ and Jim waking up happy weekdays from 6 a.m. This is Classic Hits.
Cheers, John. 6:33. How are you this morning, sir?
Very well. Good morning. Yeah, not too bad.
Yeah, PJ and myself were talking earlier about the, you know, Tuesday not being... Well, it's been basically the worst day of the week, isn't it?
It's the gammiest day of the week, I think.
Yeah, Tuesday followed by Sunday for me.
I love Sundays. I never understand your dislike of a Sunday.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's just a hangover, but it's something to do with Sundays.
Sunday, well,
heading into kind
the
of
impending fear of returning to one.
Maybe it was my school days of soiled Sundays.
The dread,
yeah.
You still hear Glen Rowe up in those Wicklow mountains, and you still think your homework has to be done.
Yeah. Are you okay with Tuesdays, John?
Yeah, I
was fully expecting John to launch into I'll tell you about Tuesdays.
I recall an actual conversation with you guys maybe about a year ago about Tuesdays being the most pointless day of them all.
Definitely.
What's the point to Tuesday?
Yeah.
So in America, they have Tuesday matinees, or they put on of old films from the 1950s, and they are still the most popular because it's the only way people can while the hours away, hoping somehow to claw their way towards Wednesday to get to the hump of the week.
Yeah.
So basically, yeah, so it's like obscure cable
channels. That's like I just did with you on the birthdays. I gave you a whole smack of music nostalgia to help you get you through your Tuesday.
And it's worked, yeah.
And episodes of Matlock and things like that.
Oh, my God, now I want to see an episode of Matlock. Or Murder, She Wrote. Actually, do you know what I'd love today? I might give myself a Columbo marathon.
Oh, I think
that would be amazing.
Well, there you go, Peter Falk. You can't go wrong there.
I'm feeling like some Rockford Files and Raspberry
Oh,
Ripple.
Oh, my God.
That's what I'm
the
doing.
Rockford Files as well.
Rockford Files and Raspberry
can't
Ripple to get me through the day, I
that's
think.
That's classic it. Nostalgia.
That's what we're going to have to do. We're going to have to make our Tuesdays from here on in. We're going to have to
Tuesday theme
go
songs.
Full nostalgia on a Tuesday.
Tuesday theme songs to get us through the week. I think that's a fantastic idea.
My God, John, fair play to you.
There you go, the Rockford
Files.
I can hear it now.
Such an inspired suggestion would come from a man so much hate in his heart.
Well, steady on now, you know. Negativity can't be construed as hate.
Yeah, sound advice from the Eagles. Take it easy here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. It's almost 18 minutes to 7 o'clock. Thanks for letting us hang out with you on this Tuesday. Hopefully you're in good form. 22nd of September. Morning to you all. Thanks a million for all of the WhatsApps. 087-188-0008 if you do need to give us a shout. You, on the other hand, need to apologise to Dean. You have to apologise to poor old Dean Finnegan.
What did I do?
You've embarrassed him.
What did I don't even know how
he
I
was
did
on
that.
The bus, and all of a sudden he started guffawing at your juvenile Mickey humour, and all the people on the bus started looking at him like he was a weirdo because he was laughing away, and now he's embarrassed.
Well, I'm sorry about that, but I stand by what I said.
Yeah, you and your juvenile Mickey humour.
I did think it was hilarious that the Brits didn't know what a Mickey was, and I stand by it. I'm sorry that you're sorry that that happened to you.
Apologies, we brought ridicule upon you, Dean, on the
sorry,
bus.
Sorry, Dean, I don't know what that bus was,
but tell them to get a bit of sense of humour.
Tell them to sort themselves out and start listening to the radio station that does talk about Hey Mickey in the Morning, which...
Just on that, right?
Yeah.
You know the way I was saying I thought that was about some famous person?
Yes.
So the rumour was at the time that Tony Basil had a crush on Mickey Dolenz from
The Monkees.
But she said that was rubbish. She barely even knew who he was.
Yeah, I just went Googling the song there.
Well, I'm glad you did, because the stuff in this that I can't say on the radio, and I was going to say to you, you need to look it up.
Oh, I didn't see any rude things.
Well,
I just saw no reference.
Apparently it was originally... Do you remember the band Racy?
No.
Does that ring a bell?
Doesn't ring a bell, no.
Were they racy?
Like, were they singing about
it? No, but they did it originally. They wrote it, apparently,
did
it originally.
Yeah.
But it was called Kitty.
Right, okay.
Okay, not Mickey. So it was called Kitty, and it didn't include, Tony Basil added that, you know, oh, Mickey, you're so fine, you're blowing my mind, all that. That's new.
Yeah.
She added that in, right? So, but the part where it gets weird is, at the time when she released it, some rock critic lad,
yeah,
like, condemned it for being obscene.
Because she was saying the Mickey's and...
Yeah, no, that's right.
But right.
Because of that line, so come on and give it to me any way you can, any way you want to do it, I'll take it like a man. Right? And I can't even read you what he thought that was about.
Well, I have a fair idea now what he thought.
Oh, no. No, you think you know what you think.
Oh, really?
No, he was about, it was about that, but in a very different way.
Really? Jeepers.
You need to read on in that Wikipedia article.
I'm going back to it. I'm surprised I only skimmed it.
And obviously she said, absolutely not under any circumstances. Is it about that?
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
With you and your big... sticking out. outrageous.
It's mad. I can't even say it on the radio.
Isn't
that
mad? You can't even describe what they're talking about.
Exactly.
I can't wait to read this story.
I never thought it was... You know, I didn't think we were going to go there. Not even 7 o'clock in the morning.
Jeepers. I can't find the flipping art. Oh, there it is.
Right.
Oh, no, hold on.
It's in the section called Reception.
Reception. Isn't that amazing? That a song would even have such a controversial sort of thing that you can't even talk about.
Just so funny, because at the time it was like, it was all fluffy cheerleaders kind of, it was all meant to be bubblegum pop, wasn't that what they used to call it?
Yeah, bubblegum pop. Yeah, she's just stuck a cheerleader-y sort of chant in.
Exactly.
And had her nonsense like pom-poms. Maybe that's something the other fellow
probably
was thinking of.
Yeah, exactly. Probably best if we leave that one there.
Yeah.
Anyway, listen, I'll tell you what we will do. We will move on swiftly.
Oh my God, I just read it. Good Lord.
Exactly. So.
Ah, he's a pervert. Suggesting that, and she's only singing a song with her pom-poms on.
So we'll park that there and let other people do their own research. In the meantime, in about an hour's time, we'll be preparing for the hit bit. Mike didn't manage to give it away. Mike filling in for Niall Boylan, of course, on the Niall Boylan show this week. So he's also doing the hit bit in his own right on Niall's show. But he didn't manage to give it away for Double Money Monday. So we'll have another crack at it today. How much money is it worth?
Well, that's a good question. It's so mad money. It's 1,800 and a tenner. 1,800 and a tenner.
Is that all? It was 3.7 yesterday.
Well,
so half of that would have been... 1850.
Right.
So is it not 1860?
Okay,
I'm just
doing that thing where I'm reading what's on the screen in front of me.
There's a man here who knows what we're talking about. Michael, how much is the hit bit today?
It's 1,860.
Thank you.
Wow.
Now, PJ, I may have written down the other one, but that doesn't mean you have to read it.
Yeah. Well, it's not Anchorman.
I'm afraid it
I'm
is.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
I did it on my calculator, and even that one isn't adding up to what he just said.
Anyway, we'll find out before we have to play. But Magic Mike is in the building with us, so he's standing by on WhatsApp, 087-188-0008. Let him know if you want a shot at the hit bit. And we didn't exactly get off to an illustrious start yesterday on the Breakfast Table quiz. We only managed, albeit he took it in fantastic spirits.
I had a great laugh about it.
Yeah, so, but we only managed three.
Three to beat. Yeah. So four or more and you're in the lead. And if you can get four and then have a laugh like your man did yesterday, you'd be really in a good place.
He took it really well. And it is your chance to go rambling in Roscarbery, courtesy of the Celtic Ross Hotel. We've got a fabulous prize from them, so we'll tell you more about that later on. 80s classic from the Human League, Don't You Want Me Here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with BJ and Jim, 8.5 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Tuesday. Thanks for letting us hang out with you folks. Hit bit on the way. Magic Mike standing by. He's with us all this week. 087-188-0008. Let him know if you fancy playing for the hit bit. €1,860 is what we have for you. And of course, at the moment, you know, there's a big push on for the old staycations, or as our learned friend and colleague, my good friend PJ Gallagher, has christened them, holistays.
The holistays. I don't like staycation. It's a vacation is a word we don't really use in Ireland. It's too much of an Americanized word.
So holistays would normally mean, of course, that the idea of jumping on a plane would be, well, a future hope, an aspiration for another day. Or would it?
Oh, would it? Exactly, yeah. So Qantas have, you know, the Australian airline Qantas, their national airline carrier, whatever you call them, they've launched a new campaign. It's sort of like a way of having a holiday without having a holiday. So on the October the 10th, they have a flight to nowhere. And it's a 7-hour flight, and it sold out in 10 minutes.
Wow.
Literally 10 minutes it sold out. So you get onto this flight, and it takes off in Sydney, and it flies over Uluru, you know, the Ayers Rock, I think, is that Uluru, isn't it?
Okay.
And goes around the Great Barrier Reef and all these other sites and stuff. You do a 7 hours on a plane, not a small journey on a plane. Enough to make me not to want to go anywhere on a plane. and then it lands right back where you started. And that's it. It's sold out in 10 minutes. And it's not cheap. So if you want to get onto this plane, you had to spend between $575 for the economy seats and $2,765 that a lot of people in first class spent so they could go and end up absolutely nowhere.
Wow.
It's also, they said, the most popular flight in the airline's history. In their history, they've never had a demand so big for one
flight. They've basically sold a very expensive jant on a plane.
Yeah, they've done.
It's literally that. It's just, do you want to go for a jant on the plane?
People are so
desperate. We'll go around the country and come back. It's like when you were a kid and people would take you on Sunday drives. You never actually went anywhere.
No.
You just went out in the car.
Went around.
Drove around and then came back.
Yeah, and it was just, you thought it was a thing, that's all it was. But really it was your ma, your dad, just trying not to have a nervous breakdown.
Exactly.
And get space from the house.
Yeah.
And they couldn't leave.
Play the radio in the car.
Yeah, yeah.
And yeah.
You sit in the back there and shut your mouth and enjoy the scenery.
So this is the airplane equivalent of it.
Of sitting the back and
oh
shut
my God,
your mouth.
Over $2,500.
Over, like 2,700 and whatever I said. Where was it? $2,765. And you go absolutely nowhere. And you see all these things. My big problem with this is, honestly, I love going on a holiday as much as anyone else. I love a holiday. Mm. I love walking around in an old nice place where they're handing me free things. I love the indulgence of a breakfast buffet where I try and eat myself sick. I love having a fizzy at 8:30 in the morning. I love all of this. Carry on.
Down with that sort of thing.
Down with that sort of thing. Down and up with that sort of thing. And the one part I hate about all of that is the absolute hassle of the flipping airport.
I agree.
It's the grin and barest part
100%.
Of any
it's the only negative
of the holiday.
Of a holiday and is the experience around an airport
and
the plane.
Yeah.
Particularly if you're unlucky on the plane, if your seating is unlucky.
Oh.
And there's no way of guaranteeing you will be lucky. Well, I suppose if you could afford to pay $2,500 for first class, maybe, but for the rest of us,
yeah.
you can't do anything to ensure you're not going to get some kid kicking your seat
or
whinging.
Oh, when I was coming back from Hong Kong and they were in and out of the jacks. I was right beside the jacks and every 5 seconds, just even if you were nearly nodding off, you know them airplane toilets. Like, oh my God, this is going to drive me insane.
That is literally the one thing I wouldn't pay for, is that
it's the plane.
Airport and plane experience.
Oh my God, and then you get to see these things from 30,000 feet.
Yeah.
Take a picture, you can see them on the internet. Look, I'm looking at a picture of it there. I'm looking at a picture of the Barrier Reef there. It's lovely.
Literally looking at Ayers Rock going, I expected it to be bigger, did you?
Yeah,
we're 30,000 feet.
30,000 feet. It is bigger. It is bigger. And then you look like that, like you're looking like the size of a jelly bean on the desk. Yeah. The size of a jelly baby.
Oh, but it shows the desperation people just to feel they've done something.
Just to feel like you've had some experience through all this madness. Of course, in Australia, you're not allowed to leave the country at all, you know. They're in proper, they take the lockdown very, very seriously. You know, unlike us where we're sort of like, wait a minute, I'm allowed to meet me granny in a boozer and Bray, but I'm not allowed to meet her in the house on a Sunday or whatever it is, you know. So they take a proper series over there.
So
but
I mean,
I can't imagine anything worse.
So the equivalent now here would be what? That you could go and get hire a taxi or something. Call a taxi.
Yeah, call
certainly
a taxi.
Where would you like to go?
Anywhere, it's up to you.
Back here, just if you take about an hour to get me back here, that'd be great.
Yeah, just run her up to 500 quid there, please. Just run it up to 500 quid.
Yeah.
I'll be in the back.
Or it'd be the equivalent getting on a bus or a Lewis or something and just not getting off at the terminus.
Yeah, just...
Sorry, this is the last stop. No, not for me. I'm going
not
back.
Not for me, I'm afraid. I'm going
back.
Boy, I've nowhere to go. I've nothing to do. I'm just trying to see things from a different side, a different perspective. You know,
oh, man.
Yes, I could have looked at them all on the internet or gone for a walk or done something like that, but I thought, why would I miss the opportunity to queue for 2 hours? Yeah. Go into your house and charge yourself €4 for a Coke out of your own fridge.
Yeah, brilliant. Packing a bag and everything. Taking on with you.
These are all the horrendous parts of a holiday. It's all the horrendous bits. Well, worrying about where your passport is and all that sort of crack.
Imagine what you could do with €2,500.
Well, nowadays, actually, maybe not a lot. You're making it seem like
value
it's not
for
a bad,
money.
All of a sudden, I'm thinking, jeez, I wonder if a cheaper airline is doing it. If you could get to Air Arran, 20 minutes around Galway and back there.
Quick look at Knock Airport.
That wasn't bad.
Losing My Religion, REM, here are Classic Hits, 19 minutes past 7. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 087-188-0008. Janie and Mead has been on, PJ.
Yeah.
Just saying about the, like us, hating the whole airport experience.
Oh, yeah.
Lads, we paid extra for leg room on a flight to Tenerife and sat in the front row, right by the toilets.
Yeah.
And my husband couldn't even stretch his legs out because there was always a queue for the loo. That happened to me.
To you?
Yeah, got the front row thing of the plane and all people are just constantly, and standing on you.
Your
and you're constantly moving your legs in to make room for people who are standing outside the toilet.
Never had that fit. I never even knew that was a thing.
Oh, it's a nightmare.
Imagine paying for that and that was your holiday.
Yeah.
And like when you got
and
off
they
the plane,
they charge. They charge a little bit extra for the front two rows, don't they, in a plane?
Yeah,
even, nothing to do with first class or anything.
Oh, yeah, but that's at least you going on, like you ended up in Spain or something.
Yeah.
Imagine the Qantas flight. I'm going to get the extra leg room. And you spend the entire 7 hours watching people queue up for the jacks. You're going, I could really feel bad about this.
This is the greatest holiday I've ever been
really
on.
I really don't know about this €2,500 I'm after spending on this now, to be honest with you.
And Tracy's been on from Galway as well saying, speaking of hating the airport experience, what's the deal with that same bag that always goes around on the baggage carousel that nobody ever picks up?
Whose bag is that? Is that like a dummy bag? That when they see that and nothing in between it, they know it's finished or something.
And do you ever notice the one that's on the carousel that you're not on? Have you ever noticed that one? So that you go to your baggage carousel with your flight.
Yeah.
And the bags are, and then there's another one, another carousel still going. There's nobody at us, but there's still one bag on us going around.
Yeah, well, why, like, did your man just give up on wanting this? Was he just there? I don't care. I don't want it anymore.
Yeah.
I don't want
it. He literally packed a bag. He's escaping life. He just left it all in a bag at the airport.
It's just he realised, like, he bought a suitcase for 13 Toblerones, large ones, and he went, do you know something? That's outrageous. I'm not taking him home. I'll be mortified if I'm stopping at customs.
Yeah, Tony Basil, it's her birthday today. That's Mickey, the big hit that she had. I wouldn't look it up on Wikipedia, to be honest.
No, I wouldn't really, no. They cast terrible aspersions on her on what she's supposed to be singing about, and it's all untrue.
All untrue. And by the way, because we did, in case you weren't with us earlier on, right, when we did the celebrity birthdays, there was a special kind of music nostalgia version. And we had lots of people. We had Tony Basil, we had Chesney Hawkes, we had Right Said Fred.
Yeah.
All people celebrating their birthdays today, coincidentally. And Magic Mike is in the process of putting a little something-something together, so we might have a few more of those hits
for
you later on. So stick with us for that. In the meantime, of course, Hitbit on the way next, 087-188-0008. Final call if you want to play. And while you're doing that, our fashion guru, man we look to regularly to guide us in our fashion choices, has once again come up trumps with what's in.
Yeah, I have.
In a pandemic.
I was in the house yesterday and I was ran up the stairs, right, in the shorts I'm wearing now. And as I ran up the stairs, I burst a gusset down my shorts.
Oh, no.
I have to say,
are you sitting there gussetless?
I'm gussetless at the moment, yeah. Dear. I have to say, Jim, I'm delighted I did it. It makes me the height of fashion nowadays. Gussetless shorts seem to be the thing, or at least clothes that are worn so much that they look absolutely shabby and worn to bits is the new thing.
Oh, right.
According to Gucci, anyway. Gucci had their launch of their sort of autumn winter line yesterday. You want to see it, man. Like, it's, there's a grass stained mucky Gucci jeans and I suppose
grass stained.
Grass stained, yeah. Proper pre-grass stained dirty mucky jeans. You can get a lovely pair of them, absolutely tatty. They really just do look, and they're not even a good fit. They're like sort of baggy. Remember the way you used to see old boys? Remember in the late 80s and all?
Lads who should never be wearing jeans.
Yeah, and they'd be like pretty much a string going through as a waistband type of thing, as a belt, and an L knot. It looked like them sort of hanging off a fella, like he's after starving himself. See, he used to fit them one time.
Yeah.
But since he started this job.
Or the way certain builders wear their jeans.
Pretty much, yeah. With the whole sunrise coming out of them, or moonrise coming out of them.
Yeah, so it's that sort of fit.
That sort of fit.
And they're already grass stained.
And they're already pre-grass stained, and they cost a measly €650 to get your hands on a pair. Or if you want to get the dungaree overall version, which look exactly the same, although they're even more ill-fitting because there's no waist at all on them. There's about a metre of extra denim at the end of it. It looks absolutely appalling. £1,400, $1,400 it's going to be over $1,000 in Ireland anyway. There's so many different stories, and I'm flicking through the papers and there's all these different stories. And then there's a jumper you can get, and it's identical to the jumper that Grandad wore in Only Fools and Horses. I'm not even joking you, man.
The heavy kind of round neck thing that he had. Or
You remember the brown. It was sort of a mix of brown and mustard. And you could see the threadbare holes and everything are in it. You know, you can see right. Like, it's shabby as well. And Gucci have said, they're like, they've got, they're of course putting their artistic taint on. So they're like, for the fall winter 2020 fashion show, Gucci draws inspiration from the 80s and 90s grunge subculture and reimagines it through the lens of Gucci. So basically you just charge and trade 25 times the amount of what we bought it for.
Oh my
back
God.
In the day.
So they're claiming that they're reinventing grunge for the modern day.
Pretty much. What's really funny about it though is, you know the way we've seen them do this before? There was the tatty old runners and all.
Yeah,
and then there was the O'Neill shorts, the copied the O'Neill shorts. Remember that when normal people happened?
Yeah, yeah.
So it was just, and they're trying to make just do. Now it seems the theme is try and make these rich people look like they've done a bit of work. That seems to be what the theme is. Like, at least make it look like they've cut the grass or they know how a lawnmower works. At least do that much. Because these rich people, if you wear Gucci clothes, the chances are you've never mowed a lawn in your life.
Can you imagine anybody walking into a shop wherever you buy Gucci stuff Brown Thomas, I suppose, in this part of the world or whatever. Yeah. And looking at a filthy pair of jeans, ill-fitting, filthy pair of jeans, and going, wow.
Look at that.
Oh, my God, they are gorgeous.
They are gorgeous. All my friends will think I know how to cut grass. That's what I've always wanted my clothes to say. This, that kind of looks like he knows how
so
to plant.
It's so ridiculous,
something.
Isn't it?
It's so ridiculous. It really is. I mean, there's helpless out there in their, like, in their clothes, in their wardrobe, and that they were using to cut the grass in 1978, and now all of a sudden they're the height of fashion again. It's just missing the Gucci label off the back. I mean, there's so many people I want to call. I mean, I'm just disappointed I got into washing myself around the 90s because I have to say, it's knocked me out of the fashion stakes completely.
Classic hits.
And now, the Hit Bit with Supermax, home of the deliciously fresh chicken breast sandwich. Always a hit.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit Bit! It is the classic Hit Bit. It's worth 1,860 quid. Just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger, so it does. Here's what it sounds like. Gave you a few examples already here about what it's definitely not. You can see the list of all the wrong guesses so far on classichits.ie. But now it's going to be Clifford Hayes that's going to have a go. How are you, Clifford?
Not too bad, yourself?
Not too bad, Clifford. Thanks very much. What's your plans for the day?
I am just on my way to work.
Right, good stuff. You sitting in the car?
I am.
Right, good stuff, good stuff. Right, so you're nice and safe and pulled over and all, ready for the shock and surprise of winning all this money.
I am.
Talk about setting a man up for a fall.
Hey, look, you know what I mean? You never know, you never know.
Right? Are you allowed to tell us what you do, Clifford, by the way?
I am, yeah. I'm manager for a centre in Cork City.
Ah, very good. Okay, good stuff. Yeah. All right, well, listen, have a cracking day. Hopefully we can give you a few quid. What are you going for?
My guess was Eminem, the real Slim Shady.
Right, oh, good right. One, yeah. God, that's a song I haven't heard in so long. I was mad about that album when it came out.
Big style, yeah.
Hi.
Our own Eminem, of course, is going to give the answer to this.
Oh, my God.
Magic Mike.
Magic Mike. I never thought of him like that before.
Anyway, hi. My name is... Who?
Oh, my God. Is...
What? My name
oh
is...
Oh, my God.
Mike. Oh, it's dear. Wrong, though, sir.
Dear Lord.
Oh, dear.
No bother.
That was a slow, painful death.
Sorry, Clifford. I hope that hasn't made your day harder.
Yeah, yeah. Hopefully you can stay driving after that one. Listen, Clifford, have a good day. Take care of yourself, man.
Good luck.
Cheers. Bye-bye now. Gareth Nolan waiting patiently. Hiya, Gareth.
How you doing, Mike?
How are you? What's the crack? Mike, say hello. He said hello.
Sorry.
What's the crack with you, Gareth? What are you up to today?
Down on Portmarnock delivering the post, mate.
Oh, very good, very good, right.
Yeah, keep him going.
A friend of mine, brother-in-law's a postman, you know, and the kids are castling him to get a dog, and he's going, listen, you don't understand. I don't have a good
relationship with dogs.
I don't have
dogs.
A good relationship with dogs, if you don't mind.
I'd say Portmarnock must be nice at this stage, is it? Is it sunny out there? Yeah. I'd say it looks great along the coastline there. Beautiful.
Right, well, let's try
it.
Oh, it's been some. I think it's on the way out now, is it? Look at me being all grim. I think it's a couple of days of rain.
Will you stop raining on everybody else's parade, Gallagher?
Actually, yeah, consider it. As soon as I started talking to Gareth, I'm talking about dog bites and rain. Yeah, sorry, I apologise.
I don't mind the dog.
Right, Gareth, let's try and give you some money, though, anyway. What do you think?
James Brown, I Feel Good.
Now we're talking.
Oh, my God, I'm looking forward to this.
Gareth, it's wrong.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, I feel bad.
No.
I know that's you.
Didn't even get the lyrics right.
Yeah, did he?
Yeah, but I twisted them around, you know what I mean? What I do.
That's what you do, man. That's what you do, and you do it well. Listen, Gareth, take care of yourself. Have a good one.
No worries,
cheers,
see you, Gareth,
man. Take care. Bye-bye. Of course, Magic Mike, Eminem himself there will be on for Niall Boylan later on this afternoon. He's on from 12. What time do you do?
I can confirm, lads, because I actually physically did it myself at 1:30.
Excellent. At last, straight from the horse's mouth, 1:30, Magical Michael will let you play for €1,860. How did the puns go yesterday?
Didn't do any.
I knew he'd bottle it. I knew he'd be afraid on his own.
Starship here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Tuesday, 22nd of September, 8:10. Thanks for letting us hang out with you folks. Starship, we built this city. Time for quick happy birthday. Mia is 9 today, PJ.
Yeah, happy birthday.
And she's looking forward to a crack a day because her communion's been cancelled again.
Oh, no. So annoying, isn't it?
So Sharon in Balbriggan, her mum, was on just to wish her a happy birthday. They're going to try and make it a special day.
Actually, well, happy birthday.
Speaking of birthdays, if you were with us a little bit earlier on, right at the start of the show, you'll know that we had a kind of a special birthdays for you guessing the celebrity birthdays
we
today.
We did, yeah, yeah. In fairness to you, you cheered me right up from the very start of the day by giving me some nostalgic classic deadly birthdays.
Absolutely. So it turned out that there was a whole load of kind of nostalgic music birthdays earlier on today, right? For PJ to guess, as he always does, just after 6 o'clock, guesses the ages of the celebrity birthdays that we have. So it was a good bit of crack. And Magic Mike has actually put them together now in musical form.
Indeed he has.
So
indeed he has.
This is such a lukewarm. Yes, whatever you say.
Well, I haven't heard any of this. That's all I'm saying. All I'm saying is I'm yet to be impressed. I've decided to go back to my default from this morning because I so enjoyed you cheering me up from the beginning. Having no high expectations.
Bit of nostalgia, bit of music.
So I've decided to reset back to sort of grey misery and wait to be cheered up again.
Well, here you go. You can cheer yourself up again with this. So this is like the musical collection of some of our nostalgic birthdays today, starting with this loss.
I'm too sexy for my car. Too sexy for my car. Too sexy
by far. Yeah, Richard Fairbrass from Right Said Fred, 67 today.
If too wearing leather pants is wrong, I don't want to be right. That's all I'm going to say. What a fella he is.
Oh,
he knows how to have a birthday. Imagine what his birthday suit looks like today.
Oh my God. You can only imagine what that party would be like.
I tell you, what age is he again?
67.
And he'll still be there wandering around in the leather chaps and everything.
Saw him dancing there by the wreck of machine. Been about 17.
Brilliant.
I said it once, I'll say it again. If wearing leather pants is wrong, I don't want to be right.
And I could tell it wouldn't be long. He was with me. Yeah, me. And I could tell it wouldn't be long. He was with me. Yeah, me.
Joan Jett, 62 today.
Imagine.
She was.
I love that. I love Tyler Roll. Wrap around your fingers, think about everybody.
Yeah, Tony Basil. Just don't Wikipedia that song. Whatever you do.
I had no idea there was so much controversy and conjecture and speculation over what that song was supposed to be about. I had no idea.
Tony Basil, 77 today.
And here I go again.
Yeah, we play it a lot. Whitesnake, here I go again. David Coverdale of Whitesnake, 69 today.
69, I told you. Saw him a couple of years ago in the Three Arena. And yeah, the voice isn't what it used to be. Like I said, there's a lot of... And I'm making... you could do all this bit, you know.
Yeah.
And then you go... And then here I go. Everybody, get in and sing it. Everybody.
When it came to the high notes.
Still, yeah. It was a whole lot of... Come on, everybody. Yeah, woo. Let me hear you.
Didn't those clips just sound fantastic together?
Ah, they're so good, aren't they? Like, what an amazing that day.
This day, 22nd of September.
It's closest I'll ever come to believing in star signs.
There you go.
Everybody!
Oh, brilliant stuff. Yeah, David Coverdale, Whitesnake singer, 69 today. Now, of course, there is one that we left off the list. Can you remember who it is?
Oh, no, I can't. You told me.
Seriously?
I can't. And I
got
all excited
God.
When you
he
said it.
He was 49 today. Huge one-hit wonder.
Chesney Hawks.
The one and only. Yeah, happy birthday, Chesney Hawks, 49 today. Good little piece that, wasn't it? Fair play, Magic Mike, there, putting all our little nostalgic music birthdays together in that little clip.
course.
Actually, speaking of the old nostalgic music thing, were you telling me ABBA are making a comeback?
ABBA are making a comeback. It's been done and talked about for years and years and years. They've said ABBA are going to make a comeback. ABBA, of course, kept saying, we're not. The talks have still, they just insist, they just keep contacting them and saying, listen, please do it. At one point, they were offered £1 billion.
What?
To do it. £1 billion they were offered to go back on the road. I don't know, whatever company you're involved
in. Some promoters.
Yeah, some crazy promoters.
A billion.
£1 billion they were offered between them to go.
And they said no to it.
And they were like, no, you're all right. Like, I mean, we have everything we want. We don't want to do it. It's nearly 40 years since they stopped.
And we don't know where Agnetha is. She's in a cave somewhere.
Yeah, well, I know where she is. Because they are all, and all have been seen, in Ealing Studios in West London, rehearsing for the comeback.
Wow.
They're not making £1 billion.
This will be huge.
They're taking £3 million each is what they're taking out of it. That's what it is. Why? Because they're not actually touring. They're going and rehearsing in Ealing Studios to make a hologram show that will tour while they all go home again. So that's what they're doing.
Oh my God, what a cop out.
What a cop out. Spoofers. Spoofers.
So you can go along and see a hologram of the band.
What they look like now and everything. They're making a hologram tour especially. So they're in there, they're practicing, they're rehearsing. They're going to do all the songs and they're going to like make a show gradually over a load of time. Then it's going to go out on the road eventually, obviously, whenever people are allowed to go to shows again. And you'll be able to go and see ABBA as they are now. But they won't be there. They're going to be at home. They'll be rocking around Sweden.
Oh my God, I don't know which is worse, this story or the story of going on the Qantas flight to nowhere.
Isn't everything...
They're both a bit of a letdown.
Isn't everything so disappointing now? Isn't that just the whole thing? Isn't everything just so disappointing? I'm getting a flight and I'm going to get on a plane and go nowhere but home.
Yeah, I'm just going to go around for a while. I'm going to see ABBA. Oh, wow, really? Well, not really ABBA. It's kind of a hologram of ABBA.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
all right. It's often back in the day when they're in their pomp, is it? No, it's now
where they have to keep going. Everybody sing because they can't hit the high notes.
Yeah, yeah. You know, Bjorn is there and he's got, you know, they're all taking their arthritis medications and even the holograms have doctors now. They're after getting on that.
To be fair, I have never seen a hologram performance.
I've seen one.
And?
Kind of. I went to see Take That in Lansdowne Road. Now, I know what you're thinking. They're still alive, right? I went to see... Oh, no, in the RDS it was. Where was it? The RDS. I went to see them in the RDS, right?
Yeah.
And they had a moment where Robbie was with them. There was like, for one song, Robbie appeared as a hologram and they all danced together.
Does it appear in the way you see a hologram in Star Trek? Do they appear in sort of a weird blue light?
Yeah, kind of. They do. Yeah, they kind of do, man. To be honest with you, yeah. It's a weird experience looking at it. And yeah, okay, after a few minutes you adjust and you think, right, it's kind of like they're there, I suppose.
I mean, there's no question that you'd confuse the idea of, you know, is that really him now or is that a... It's definitely...
Not really. They did it very well.
I suppose when it keeps crapping out like it does on Star Trek.
Well, yeah, I suppose it's... exactly like that. Like, they did it very well at the Take That thing because it was lashing rain and then they had rain falling, I think, on the stage too. I'm not sure, but it looked like they were all in the rain. So the disturbance looked like it was just rain, if you know what I mean.
Right, okay.
But having, like, I don't know, going to see holograms of five pensioners. Well, that may have...
Well,
like
there's only four in ABBA, but I know what you mean.
Oh, is there only four? Is there? Oh, yeah, I always thought there was five of them. Oh, yeah, I always thought there was five of them.
Just the four. The A, the B and the A.
Is that what that sounds for? Is that what that is? That's a great name for a band. Is that what that is?
Words fail me.
That's unreal.
Coming nards, here at Classic Hits, 22 minutes to 9 o'clock. Thank you for waking up happy with BJ and Jim on this Tuesday. Final call on the breakfast table quiz. As BJ said, only three to beat at the moment. So literally a score of four could put you top of the leaderboard. Hopefully you can do even better than that. Great break to the Celtic Ross Hotel in the idyllic West Cork up for grabs. 087-188-0008 if you fancy playing. Magic Mike standing by WhatsApp as we speak. And also as we speak, who'd have thought you could be sitting there in your beautiful, posh, open plan, light infused house, and it's going out of fashion right under your feet.
Out of date. Out of date.
What? How can your house go out of fashion?
All those open plan gaffes. Around, apparently in the 1970s, it was the idea of open plan living, communal living spaces, getting lots of light into the room. That was all the beginning of it.
Right.
Well, I think we've hit peak open plan now, where you can walk into what was once a four-bedroom house and it's just a giant bed sit. Then we've sort of hit the peak open plan. And of course, now they're saying, with the way the world has gone, with more and more people working from home, people are starting to realise that they're working, eating, sleeping, living all in the same room. And that means the trend is now pushing away from open plan living and people want more rooms put into their houses.
Oh my God.
So that they can have, well, not just a different place to go, not just work in a different room to the room you sleep in, you know, work in a different room to the room you watch TV in, but also get the hell away from that other person that I'm in the house with.
Or persons.
Or persons, yeah, even worse.
Maybe even little ones.
Yes, maybe even little people who don't understand you have to
the
where
term,
they're living.
Quiet!
Yes, and please shut up for 10 minutes. Or mammy can't be around you all the time, you know. Go and annoy your dad. And then dad ignores us. You know, I don't know what the crack is, but it's like, it's changing. It's
because
really,
that was
really
a real transformation, wasn't it? It used to be that back in the day, houses had lots of little pokey rooms, separate toilets, separate bathrooms.
That was it.
Everything was separated.
Everybody wanted their own little space.
And then it was like, nah, this is crazy. Break it all out.
Break it all down.
Break down the walls.
Dermot Gavin came around and started doing the whole...
he's the gardener.
Oh, who's the other fella? Who's the other one? Who's the other one?
Dermot Bannon.
Oh, that shouldn't be allowed. That's too similar. That's ridiculous.
Right, okay, yeah.
Let's call them Dermot Garden and Dermot House.
Exactly.
Right? So Dermot House came along and he was all, oh, we need light and we, in fact, you should only have three walls and a giant window. And all houses...
I'm going to fess up here. I like that idea.
Do you?
I would like, providing I lived in a quiet enough area for it, I would like the idea of... I like, you know, lots of open glass and lots of light and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, not open glass, that was the wrong thing. But you know what I mean? I like the idea of, you know, glass wall and everything.
Yeah, no.
I've never had one, so that's probably why I like the idea of it.
I'd be more into Dermot Garden than Dermot House now. I want to be light outside.
You'd like to be on the other side of the
glass. Yeah, I like
to
be light outside. I spend a lot of time outside. Dermot Garden, I'm all up his street. Dermot House with his huge, you may as well be outside when you're watching the telly. It's not really for me now. Dermot House, I can see the attraction to Dermot House plans, but I prefer, you know.
I mean, it depends on what your giant... a window wall is looking out on, to be fair, or more specifically, what's looking in your giant window wall.
That's very true, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Having it in your bedroom is not the greatest idea.
That's true. And the carry on of me walking around me gaff, if anyone saw me, they'd be
wearing just your t-shirt and socks.
Imagine Dermot House built me a place to live and there'd be neighbours and all, he's walking around wearing nothing but a t-shirt. It's disgraceful. So that's but apparently that's all changing. So that's it. People are going out now. The furniture shops, that's how they can really tell. So people are going into furniture shops and now they're buying different dressing tables. Where they used to go and buy one couch, they go in to buy two to create these separate living areas. So they have like a lounge area in the home office as well as a front room, you know, all that kind of thing. So that's how we can tell what people are up to. So like one in five are saying they've had to work in that's the same thing. I'm after reading the same thing again. I might have to get confused with all the Dermots. There's too many Dermots in this stupid story. They're ruining it. But anyway,
right.
All you
so we've gotten to the
furniture.
Stage where people are buying, literally having to buy two sets of furniture.
Yeah.
So they can be separated in the house.
And it's resulted in more than a quarter of people who have bought furniture over the last year saying that they have recreated space where they can find alone time in the house. So there you go.
So open plans out the window, because previously all you had was what would you have in a giant open plan house? The breakfast island.
That was it, yeah. That's what everybody
all
wanted.
You could do was have be the other side of the breakfast island. I can still see you. Well, I can't bend down any lower.
Yeah, well, go out into this. Go out past behind the glass into the garden. No, I can still see you. Keep walking. Keep walking. I know. Yeah. It still seems... I mean, an open plan house is great. I mean, maybe if you live on your own. I don't know, is it? I don't think I like it. I like being blocked in. I want my house to be as close to prison as I can possibly get it, to be honest.
Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next girl gets the point. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Kilmartin Educational Services. In class or online, learn and revise safely and get ahead with Julie's. CKES.ie.
So this week on the Breakfast Table Quiz, we have a Rambles in Ross Carberry package given to us courtesy of the Celtic Ross Hotel in the heart of idyllic West Cork. Fantastic two nights bed and breakfast. You get a goodie bag on arrival that tells you, or contains rather, all of the information you're likely to need so that you can go on your rambles and explore all of the many beautiful walks around West Cork. And they will also hook you up with a fantastic packed lunch for you to enjoy when you find that perfect scenic spot during one of your rambles. And of course, the team at the Celtic Ross Hotel, they've been working extremely hard on setting up a COVID response team as well to make sure the guests can totally relax and enjoy their stay in the hotel. All the staff, they've passed the Fáilte Ireland COVID safety charter for tourism and hospitality businesses as well. And of course, it's been named as one of Ireland's top 100 places to stay in the McKenna Guide for this year as well. So you can check out all the information you need at CelticRossHotel.com.
Yes, absolutely. And 3 the score to beat. So it's a pretty low score to get past. Say 4 or more and you're in the lead, although you'll probably need a bit more than that come the end of the week. But Donal Buckley is in Cork and he's going to have a go. How are you, Donal?
Hello, PJ.
How are you, Donal? How are you, more importantly? How are you getting on?
Oh, sure, flying.
Where are you, Donal? Are you hiding in the boot of the car?
No, I'm not. I'm not.
I cannot make out a word Donal's saying, to be honest with you. Unfortunately, like wherever he is.
Can you hear me now?
Kind of. Wherever you're going, go the opposite way.
Right.
Okay, do we have him good enough to be able to kind of... Okay, I think Mike might be... Are you going to try and call him back? Or I don't know what Mike's doing there for a second. Let me just... Okay, right. I think we're going to have to go to Nathan and we'll try and get Donal on later
tomorrow
in the week.
Tomorrow, maybe, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, so how are you, Nathan?
How are you doing, lad?
Ah, there you are, Nathan. You're loud and clear. Poor old Donald's eliminated himself from trying to do it in the boot of the car or whatever. How are you?
I'm down, yeah, here he is.
Not too bad. What's your story today? What are you up to?
Just waiting outside work at the moment.
All right, good stuff. Well, we have you in the nick of time here, and 3 or more is all you need on the breakfast, or 4 or more is all you need in the breakfast table quiz.
Good stuff. Okay, Nathan, listen, thanks a million for stepping in. We've got the 60 seconds ready to go. You good to play?
Yeah, yeah.
Very best of luck. Here we go.
Who was the owner of Buzz in Toy Story?
Andy.
Yeah, what does the British broadcaster BBC stand for?
British Broadcast Company.
Corporation, what do the invertebrates lack?
Backbones.
Yeah, in bingo, if a caller says knock at the door, what does he mean?
Pass.
Number 4, what is the official language of Brazil?
Portuguese.
True or false, the Statue of Liberty was gifted to the US by France?
True.
When did the Vietnam War end?
1980.
75. In which sport would you use a shuttlecock?
Badminton.
Enchiladas originate from what country?
Mexico.
Which Oscar-winning actor starred as Forrest Gump?
Tom Hanks.
What is the French word for the colour red?
Pass.
Rouge. Brussels is the capital of what European country?
Belgium.
Which hoofed animal can either be a billy or a nanny?
Goat.
Ray-Ban and Oakley are famous makers of what type of eyewear?
Sunglasses.
What is the main meat ingredient in moussaka?
Lamb.
What is the official language of the Netherlands?
Dutch.
Yes! Well done, you, Nathan. I tell you something, that could have worked out very handy for you getting a last-minute invite to the quiz, because that was a cracking score. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12!
Ah, you're flying.
You absolutely blew it out of the water, Nathan. Well played, sir.
That's brilliant, thanks, lad.
Not at all. Listen, I tell you something, it's going to take a bit of beating that. You could be well set to be heading off to the Celtic Ross Hotel in West Cork. Well done, you.
Thanks very much, lad.
Have a good day, man. Yeah,
give him poor old Donald a lot to sweat yourself about when he gets on tomorrow.
I know, yeah, we will definitely have to get Donald back, obviously, and get him on a better line, but that's great, 12.
I think Donald might be glad he's in the can tomorrow. He might not come back to us.